Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1, listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello everyone, happy fall. You're listening to Talk with Marie Live on Blog Talk Radio. I kicked off the show with Song of the Caged Bird by Lindsey Stirling. I've played her music on the show before, and there's a new book I'm going to be promoting, and I was trying to find something that would match with the theme, which is really hard to do. So hopefully you're having a wonderful fall season, first week of fall, and already it's just so cool and wonderful here. It's still sunny. So today I'm just going to do a quick recap what's been going on this week in Second Life, Cost of the Window, and let you know what's on the bestsellers list for the week ending September 24th. But first, I started my day. Well, I didn't really start my day. The highlight of my week, I made a great book discussion at the Harvard Square Bookstore this afternoon to hear from a former professor who's still teaching at the University of Massachusetts in Boston, author J. Shoshana Ehrlich, who has a new book out called Regulating Desire from the Virtuous Maiden to the Purity Princess. She had a talk going on there, and I had to run over there and make it. It was sponsored by the bookstore, of course, and WAM, Women Action in the Media. And anyone who was interested was able to participate, hear her read from the book, and of course, ask tons of questions, which certainly there were a lot of fascinating questions, which could be for the next book. But based on the description, I'll let you know a little bit what this book is about. The last time I read a book by Shoshana was about girls' rights. And so, you know, I love how she takes you on this legal journey and also, of course, history to see sort of like how, you know, gender has always played a role. And of course, sex and sexuality and women's lives. So I'm going to read directly from the description. The book covers 5 distinct periods in which changing social conditions generated public anxiety about female sexuality, but it also examined how successive generations of reformers sought to revise the law in an effort to manage unruly desires and restore a gendered social order. Fascinating. So I'm still reading the book. I have to go through it. It's one of those books. It's not like a novel where you can sort of like read through. I mean, these are really sort of complex issues from many generation. And some of those issues we're still dealing with now. And the title is amazing. I mean, I think we're still regulating desire, especially when it comes to, to women, in spite of all the advances we have made. So the book, you can buy it. You can actually get a discount today at the Harvard Bookstore. You can get it online. Again, the title is Regulating Desire from Virtuous Maiden to the Purity Princess by J. Shoshana Ehrlich. I'm sure there'll be more discussion and promotions going on for the book. So definitely check her out online. And I'm hoping she'll make a great guest because I had tons of questions myself, but I didn't had a chance to ask those this afternoon. So hopefully in another time when I fully sort of dive into the book, but the topic itself is, you know, just really fascinating. If you're reading the book, let me know. You can definitely find me on Twitter and Pinterest and Facebook. If you were at the reading, would love to hear from you. I had a chance to meet some of our students and other fans in the audience who are reading the book, and definitely people really find the topic fascinating. So if you're interested, definitely get the book. And what's going on the bestsellers list? So I'm going to share paperback fiction for this week. Now, the movie The Martian is out, so this book has remained on the number one list for the past 47 weeks by This is the Martian by Andy Weir. Then we have number two, Euphoria by Lily King. Number three is My Brilliant Friend, Childhood Adolescence by Elena Ferrante. Then we have Everything I Never Told You by Celeste Ng on number four. Number five is Big Little Lies by Leanne Moriarty. Number six, The Pain Guest by Sarah Waters. Number seven, Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel. Oh, this is a new one, but it's been on the list for 16 weeks. The sudden death of a Hollywood actor during a production of King Lear marks the beginning of the world's dissolution into a story told at various past and future time from the perspectives of the author and four of his associates. Number eight, Green Mountain by John Grisham, who's been on the list for 5 weeks now. After losing her job at a New York City's largest law firm in the weeks after the collapse of Lehman Brothers, Samantha becomes an unpaid intern in a small Appalachian community where she stumbles upon dangerous secrets. Number nine, The Story of a Lost Child. By Elena Ferrante. This is her second book on the bestsellers list. In the final volume in a four-book saga, the brilliant bookish Elena, the fiery, uncontainable Lila, now friends as adults, reflect and deal with life's great discoveries, as well as its vagaries and losses. This book was translated by Anne Goldstein. Number 10, we have The Goldfinch by Dana Tort. Taken in by a wealthy family friend after surviving an accident that killed his mother, 13-year-old Theo Decker tried to adjust to life on Park Avenue. That is it, your top 10 books on the bestsellers list, and these were paperback fiction. I am reading a lot of different books. You know what? I just finished a great book, which was really, I had to quickly return this book to the library, which sort of made me sort of like rush through the whole thing. I keep taking it out, and then I didn't finish it on time. And so finally, it took me forever to sort of keep getting this book. And so I sort of hunkered down and decided, you know what, I'm not going to request this book again because I have so many books that I'm reading at the same time, and then which become a major issue for me because, you know, I keep having to wait to get them back. So A Small Indiscretion by Jan Ellison is the book that I recently finished. I really enjoy it. I'll read you what in the dust, the description in the dust jacket. At 19, Annie Black trades a bleak future in a washout hometown for a London winter of drinking to oblivion and yearning for deliverance. Some two decades later, she's married to a good man and now settled in San Francisco with a son and 2 daughters, and a successful career designing artistic interior lights. One June morning, a photograph arrives in her mailbox, igniting an old longing, setting off a chain of events that rocks the foundation of her marriage and threatens to overturn her family's hard-won happiness. That's putting it lightly. So the way the book is formatted, you're sort of going between present and past when you kind of see what Annie's life is like now, when she was in London and sort of back in the States, you know, stories about her boss, also lover, other lover. I mean, it's a really interesting book, and I'm very interested sometime in how an author chooses to sort of tell the story, whether you sort of go from beginning to end or sort of bring you back and forth. And what was interesting, I don't want to give the whole thing away, but the big, there was a major accident that takes place. Her son was in the hospital for a long time. And it was kind of interesting because the way she tells the story sometime, it's almost as if she was the one in that condition. And so sometimes I'm wondering, is she telling this or is she sort of sharing this almost like in a dream state and sort of replaying this in her mind? But it's a lot of twists and turns, very subtle ending in terms of not everything was sort of resolved, but it's, you know, it's interesting sort of looking at relationships, parenting, and sort of the back and forth. And then, you know, one decision that someone may have made in their youth or at some point in their lives, and how everything sort of, that ripple effect that seemed to happen, even if you tried to sort of bury everything. But yeah, it's a great novel. I wish I had finished it much sooner because it took me way too long. And once I started getting into it, I had to finish. I had to sort of get to the ending. So this one came out in 2014. And hopefully I'll be reading some other books by Jan Ellison. But this was her debut novel, which is quite a feat, quite a feat. So get that book if you're looking for a novel. And then one book I seem to keep close to me now is Simple Abundance, A Day Book of Comfort and Joy by Sarah Ban Breathnach. And so I went and looked through today to see what is happening on September 25th. I'm telling you, this book is just amazing. So here's the quote at the beginning of, and again, this is done sort of, there's a passage for every day. And for today is, if one woman has done it, so can you. And if not, why not you? I've always believed that one woman's success can only help another woman's success. This quote is by Gloria Vanderbilt. So here's the first paragraph. If there is something you want to do with your life and another woman has done it before you, there's no reason you can't achieve it too. And if no woman has ever done what you dream of doing, there's no reason you can't be the first. Someone has to be. Who are the women you most admire? Why? Find out everything you can about their lives because they have secrets to share with you. And I thought, how fitting. How fitting. But then again, this is something I wondered all the time, not once a year, but it's really sort of like a great passage for today. So last night, I had a chance to hear James Olmos perform live on Concert Window and simultaneously in Second Life. Always fun, always a good time. And I'm not sure when he's going to be performing again, hopefully soon. And then tonight, there are more shows on Concert Window. At 7 o'clock, we have Robot Submarine with the Reverend Maddie. Then 7:30, Enzo Deuce presents Original Live. Then we have David Mayfield Parade. Kathalina at 8 p.m., Ben Miller and Anita McDonald are going to be the featured artiste at Kathalina. And then there should be some shows happening and Second Life, but most of that will be happening on Sunday. And then most likely tomorrow I'll be attending Clannick's open mic event. And so that's the main poetry for Saturday, and then Sunday is going to be the marathon. But I'm hoping I will be back with another guest this weekend, because last weekend was great. As I mentioned, I had Courtney Woods on the show, who should be landing in Boston as we speak today. And so hopefully we'll get more on that. Her GoFundMe campaign is going strong. She's able to raise the funds that she needs, and she's posting what she's doing on there. So go to www.gofundme.com/cwoods2harvard. So I hope to sort of stay in touch with her and see what she's doing. I want to thank everyone on Twitter and Pinterest for following me, and thank you for all your support. It's been great finding out what people are working on, and all the great artists and musicians and just great positive people out there. Thank you so much for all the support. I'm going to close with the same music that I started with the beautiful Lindsay Sterling, who is on SoundCloud. So if you guys want to hear more music by her, you can go on her website, but also check her out, lindsaysterling.com or soundcloud.com, Lindsay Stump. For James Almost, you can go to www.jamesalmost.com. Again, happy fall to everybody, and have an awesome weekend, and I'll see you next time.